We are up to Siman Zayin. The halachas of Asher Yatzar said all day, said during the day. We'll be learning the entire Siman, all four Sifim. And the Mechaber begins with the halacha that every time one uses the washroom during the day, he says the bracha of Asher Yatzar, but does not say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Now, first of all, how long can one say the bracha of Asher Yatzar? The halacha is that even if it's a long time after having used the washroom, if one is aware of the fact that he didn't say Asher Yatzar, he is to say Asher Yatzar. Whereas if he remembers at a time that he feels that he's got to use the washroom again, the halacha is that he should not say Asher Yatzar. He should wait until he uses the washroom and then say Asher Yatzar only once rather than twice. We are going to see a little bit later in this sif itself the issue of making up for a lost Asher Yatzar. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the case of somebody that used the washroom, did not say Asher Yatzar. He also ate something and has to say a bracha achrona. And now he wants to know, what is he supposed to say first? The bracha achrona over the food or the Asher Yatzar after having used the washroom? That can be in another situation as well, where someone ate, was about to say the bracha achrona, but realized he's got to use the washroom. So he's not supposed to say the bracha achrona until using the washroom. Now, in emerging from the washroom, he's got two brachas to say, the bracha achrona and Asher Yatzar. Which one comes first? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the marshal that Asher Yatzar is called todir. It is considered a regular bracha, and as a result of it, it would always come before another bracha. So one would first say Asher Yatzar and then say the other bracha achron. Now, once again, the halacha is that every time one uses the washroom, he's got to say Asher Yatzar. The issue comes up with someone who's got diarrhea and knows that he's going to use the washroom regularly. The Mishnah Berurah actually discusses the case of someone who actually took a medicine that is going to give him diarrhea, that is going to cause him to keep going, and what does he do? So the halacha there is that he really does say Asher Yatzar each time he uses the washroom. Each one is mechayev, and a separate and independent Asher Yatzar, unless the person really feels constantly like he's got to go, in which case it's usher for him to say the bracha, because if he's got the urge to use the washroom, then the halacha is that he's supposed to use the washroom and not say any brachas, or even learn for that matter, and certainly should not say Asher Yatzar. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said that we do not say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, and this is even if one is about to daven immediately afterwards or learn immediately afterwards. He is obviously not referring to the morning, the washing of the hands for the morning tefillah for Shachris. There it's got its own halachas. But with regard to the rest of the day, someone used the washroom, washes his hands. He says Asher Yatzar would not say Al Netilas Yadayim. It is here that the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Malbim in Arzus HaChaim, who claims that if the person actually used the washroom and now is about to daven, he should say Al Netilas Yadayim. He actually should say Al Netilas Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, though, that lechatchila you should follow the Shulchan Aruch and not say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Hitolmaim, one passes water, velo shifshef, and did not get his hands filthy, even though he's got to say Asher Yatzar, he does not have to wash his hands for the bracha of Asher Yatzar, except for Nikias, or if he's about to daven because of Hikom. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, if that's the case, even if you got your hands filthy, all you'd have to wash them for is for Nikius, in order to be able to say the bracha of Asher Yatzar, or if you're about to daven because of the halacha of Hikon Lekras Elokecha. By the way, there was something I believe I skipped in a previous halacha, but there's another place to mention it, and that is the Shari Tshuva B'Shem the Zohar says that one should always use water in cleansing his hands if he's about to say a bracha. The same way that before tefillah, we don't just cleanse our hands with something that cleans, but we actually use water. So too for brachas, it's not enough to just clean your hands, but you should use water. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's readily available, it's a nice thing to be machmir for. There are many who actually do have a minhag where whenever they're about to say a bracha, they will wash their hands first. And the Mishnah Berurah does bring this down in the halachas of Bedikas Chametz. He brings down that before you say the bracha of Bedikas Chametz, you should go and wash your hands. Now, going further, Sif Gimel, someone used the washroom, v'hisiach dato, and he was done. And then he had to use the washroom a second time. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorech levarach beis pamim ashiyotzer. He has to make the bracha of ashiyotzer twice. Meaning, if someone used the washroom and did not say the bracha of ashiyotzer, when he later feels that he has to use the washroom again, he couldn't say the first ashiyotzer, because once he knows, he feels he's got the urge to use the washroom, he can't say a bracha. So he used the washroom a second time. According to the Mechaber, he now says the bracha of ashiyotzer twice. That means there's a din of tashlumin. There's a halacha of tashlumin, according to the Mechaber, that if someone used the washroom twice without saying ashiyotzer, he would have to say ashiyotzer twice. The Mishnah Brura says not to do that. The Mishnah Brura says that many argue with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Safik brachas lahakal, and he does conclude that you should be very careful whenever you use the washroom, say ashiyotzer immediately, so that you don't find yourself in a situation of a Safik brachas where you'll forget to say ashiyotzer. You remind yourself when you have to go to the washroom a second time, you couldn't make the bracha then, because when you have the urge, you couldn't say the bracha. After you use the washroom the second time, you'll be left with a suffix brachas. Do you have to say ashiyotzer once or twice? Therefore, you should always be careful to say ashiyotzer immediately. Sif Dalid, there is no shear to when you have to say ashiyotzer, meaning if one relieved himself or one passed water, in either case, the smallest amount is mechayev the bracha of ashiyotzer. There's no shear whatsoever. So that even if someone used the washroom, and said ashiyotzer, and then feels the urge again, uses the washroom a second time, and this time there was just very little, nevertheless, he would have to say the bracha of ashiyotzer. This is a bracha that does not call for shear.